I'd like to call the cultural committee to order. Time is 10:20. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Speaker Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Chair Big Horse.
Present. Congressman Maker, would you mind rendering a prayer for us this morning, sir?
Yes, sir. I want to come. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this day and in this Easter season, Lord, you gave us this, your child Jesus at this time, and we want to honor him in this Easter season, Lord. So thank you for all those blessings and all those that around the world who was in this Easter season, Lord. We want to give you all the praise and glory, and we want to continue to bless our Osage people, our nation. You've been here all the centuries from the old days, Lord, of all of our people taking care of us. So we want to thank you again, Lord, for all those blessings and all those having a hard time, maybe without food or shelter. Lord, take care of those people, your children, and all of our Osage, the elders and the children, and the service members, wherever they may be. Bring them home safe to their families, Lord. We ask that too. And Lord, you know all of our needs, so please take care of those things. And all of us, all of our Osage people in this meeting today, we want you to be here among us and help us, give us the wisdom and knowledge and courage to do the right thing for our people, Lord. So we ask you all these things in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you, sir. Next on the agenda would be approval of minutes, and we'll take a quick glance at those.
Chair.
Yes, Congresswoman.
Motion to approve the minutes of September 26, 2023 is presented.
Okay, we have a motion for approval. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion carries. Next on our agenda would be number five, appointees. And without objection, I'm going to skip down to B, to Mr. George Stabler. We have him present here. And committee have any comments or question?
Chair.
I don't have any questions, but I just wanted to say thank you for serving on this board. And I think that when you came on, it was a point in time that the board needed another generation to add to the knowledge of what they were discussing. And I know that it was, a time that everyone was like, okay, we have another generation, sir. Because at the time, we had a certain generation that was serving on that board. And so you offered up even, you know, teachings that you have received, but also things that you have seen change. So thank you. I really appreciate you being able to contribute to this very important board.
Yeah, thank you.
Congressman Keene.
Yeah, thanks, Chair Bickhorst. So I just want to thank George, and I want to say when I was little, my mom would say to watch George, how he acts and how he carries himself, and be like him. So, yeah, I just wanted to let George know that. So thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Mr. Staber, do you have anything to say?
Not too much. We've recently added three more members to the committee, like one from each district, and now we have three, which I think is going to be very beneficial because before it was just two from each, and if someone was sick or something, we had a hard time getting business done or different things. Plus, the new additions are pretty knowledgeable too, so I think it's going to be very beneficial. And we've had two meetings with them, and I've enjoyed both of them, and they all have a lot of input, and I think that was a good thing that we did to put three more on there, because we had a little bit more variety of opinions, and that's I just think it's going to be a lot better for us. And we'd like to say something about Courtney Neff. She's a very good employee. She's always very good to us, keeps us well informed. So I just want to, you know, give her a little recognition at this time for that, because she's been always on top of everything that we do. And I just want to say that a little bit. And I've enjoyed being on the culture committee, and, you know, I've been raised this way, and I'm still learning, you know. Even in meetings, I'm learning. Different ones say different things. And so it's been beneficial for me also. You know, I've really, very much enjoyed it. So, but I just want to say that little bit. And I think our biggest problem right now is all the different ones going at different projects they're wanting to do because it has Osage in it. You know, we have a lot of people doing that, and we've had a few that's almost completed their project, and we've had to tell them no at the end because it's just not, we don't feel it's right what they were doing. And, you know, some people we would probably say okay to, but the ones that we're saying no to really don't know anything about us. You know, they're doing things from what they read or heard or something like that. And so, but that's our biggest problem right now, I think. And I do have a lot of questions on, from some of the committee, like what authority do we have, you know, if we, is that, you know, we're there discussing, making, you know, voting on different things, and different ones have kind of said, where we stack up, like where are we in line, different things like that. So I would like to, for you to clarify that for me so we can relay that to the committee. So.
Okay, Congresswoman Rivard.
Thank you, Chair. And I do think that's a great question, George. I believe when we were talking about the Heritage Center, you know, trying to put funds aside for the Heritage Center, and I came to your committee, the reason I chose to come there was because, to me, that's where you go when you're dealing with a lot of the cultural language, culture, and things of that nature. But to my recollection, I think it was designed for NACPRA purposes originally. Through Dr. Hunter's office, I think it's created and taken, we put it in motion, and it's kind of taken on a different role. And I do agree, I think it's something we should look at, because there are instances that I would prefer the items go through you guys, then come here. Feels better to say, well, you know, the advisory folks looked at it, and this is what they're thinking.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think it fits now. With especially with where we are today, and what you mentioned with folks wanting permission of certain things or not. And it goes back to when we were with the language program, and Congressman Maker remembers this, a lot of folks would call the language program, they just wanted to know, how do I say this properly, or have somebody vet it. Mm-hmm. And I think if it goes through a vetting process, government, with government eyes, it's a little bit different than outside of that, right? So I think the folks that are coming to be on your committee understand that.
Yes.
They're two separate things, right? Government and our outside of the government. But you got to understand the difference and when to act and when not to. So I'm pleased with the appointees that Kaihika is sitting down, but I do think you bring up a good question because there are times that I feel like I wish that you guys had the blessing of your board before it comes here. Okay. Especially with the museum and the Heritage Center. We're going to be talking about that, I think, tomorrow. And so I think that would be a great place for us to start. What does this look like?
Yes.
It made sense to me. That's why I went to you, to your board.
Yeah.
So I think you bring up a good point. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, I welcome any of you to come to our meetings or listen in, you know, even come tell us what you're thinking or whatever, because that's always helpful to us. Because we do have a lot of questions just from our individual members, you know, what they say about this, or what we're supposed to do. So, you know, if we make this decision, is that final, or, you know, things like that. So, appreciate it. So, that's all I have, unless you have other questions or.
Thank you, sir. Committee?
Chair, I'd like to make a motion.
Congressman McKean?
I make a motion that Mr. George Stabler is qualified by both education and experience, and there are no legal or ethical barriers to service.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed?
Abstain.
We have one abstention. Thank you, committee. And Mr. Stabler, I want to thank you again.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Next appointee would be Ms. Janet Goodfox. And the one thing I like about all these appointees is we've known them all of our lives. So with that being said, committee, we're looking at Janet Goodfox. Are there any question or comment?
Yeah, Chair, I can make a motion.
Congressman King?
I make a motion that Ms. Janet Goodfox is qualified by education and experience, and there are no legal or ethical barriers to service.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Abstain.
One abstention. Motion passes. Next on our appointee list would be Mr. Ed Riddigal, Jr. May have some abstentions here too, but any comment or question about Mr. Riddigal?
Chair, I would just like to make a comment that I learned as a chair of different committees with regards to appointees. You know, this is the committee is here to look at their packets and review them. And you're right, a lot of these folks we already know. But what I learned is if you want to interview an appointee, you don't have to do it in committee. You can do it on the floor of Congress. And I didn't realize that. So the goal, I didn't know, was to get them out of committee, get them to the floor, and then if a Congress member wants to interview them, they can do it with the full body. Yeah, so I'm sure that Mr. Radigal is a past Congress member, knows that as well. And so I just wanted to let everybody know if they're not here, it's because they don't have to be here. And that I just wanted everybody to know that.
Thank you, Congresswoman. So the chair will be looking for motion on Mr. Radigal.
Yes, Chair Bickhorst, I'll make a motion. I make a motion that Mr. Edward Radigal Jr. is qualified by education and experience, and there are no legal or ethical barriers to service.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed?
Abstain.
One abstention. Motion passes. Mr. Redigal will be on TAC. Next on our agenda would be ONCR 2413. A resolution to authorize limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit. I'm sorry, I'm the sponsor of this. John.
Thank you, sir. Next on the agenda, ONCR 2413, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to jurisdiction to the Oklahoma Historical Society, an agency of the state of Oklahoma, for the purchase of real estate known as the Chief Lookout Gravesite. The sponsor is Congressman Big Horse. Sir, you have the floor.
Thank you, ma'am. ONCR 2413 is a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to jurisdiction to the Oklahoma Historical Society, an agency of the state of Oklahoma, for the purchase of real estate known as Chief Lookout Gravesite. We have a question. I talked to Trey and he said this was pretty standard language.
Committee, any questions, comments?
I have one question. Do we know if this is some of the limited waiver of sovereign immunities we come back for every year and some we don't? And I believe this is one that we are, as I understand it, we are not going to have to come back for. Is that your understanding too? Okay. I don't have any other questions. I'm ready to report out ONCR 2413 with the due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Second, there is a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Motion passes. Thank you, committee.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion and a second to adjourn. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Opposed? No. Thank you for your time.
Jordan, I'll get with you on the
I don't know. I remember.
We'll be off again.